Welcome to the Museum of Truckee History podcast on 101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio, where we explore the people, places, and stories that shaped our mountain town. From early pioneers to modern-day community voices, each episode brings Truckee's rich history to life. Today, we are joined by the Museum of Truckee History's president and curator, Greg Zirbel. Settle in, listen close, and let's dive in.
Thanks, Veronica. I'm thrilled to be here with you and your listeners today to talk a bit about the Donner Summit Memorial Bridge, which just happens to be celebrating its centennial birthday this month. You heard it right. The Donner Summit Memorial Bridge, affectionately known as the Rainbow Bridge, is turning 100. The bridge was constructed as part of the historic Lincoln Highway, one of America's first transcontinental highways. Travelers driving between Sacramento and Reno cross the Sierra Nevada using this route, making the bridge an important getaway for commerce, tourism, and local life. Construction of the bridge began in 1925 during a very exciting period when America was falling in love with the automobile. Imagine there would have been Model Ts, early touring cars loaded down with camping gear, and travelers seeking adventures in the region. And Truckee was more than just a stop along the way. It was an essential mountain town where people fueled up, found a meal, repaired their cars, and just stayed the night resting up before continuing on with their travels. Many people don't realize that the Rainbow Bridge was built to replace an older crossing that simply couldn't keep up with the rapid growing automobile traffic and transportation demands. The Lincoln Highway would steeply down Donner Summit with grades as high as 18%, and California was investing heavily in a better highways at the time. Built by the U.S. Bureau of Public Roads using federal forest funds, the bridge was no less than an engineering feat. Not only was it the first arch bridge in California, the location made it quite challenging as it was built on a compound curve with a grade at an elevation of 6,920 feet, sitting nearly 1,000 feet above Donner Lake. The bridge's single sweeping arch is 110 feet long with a depth of 70 feet, giving the bridge its distinctive appearance and contributing to its name, Rainbow Bridge. During the early 1900s, these elegant rainbow arch bridges became popular across the country because of the way they were both strong and beautiful. The gravel and sand that made up the concrete for this bridge was mined from Donner Lake and hauled to the bridge construction site for mixing. Construction progressed from the west to the east, or uphill to downhill, making hauling of freshly mixed cement a bit easier on those pushing the wheelbarrows. Though the bridge was estimated to cost $26,000 at the onset of construction, once completed in 1926, the final cost was $37,304.02, paying the contractor a profit of $1,319. At the bridge's original dedication in 1926, C.F. McGlashan dedicated the bridge with a heavy bronze commemorative plaque depicting wagons, gold miners, and Donner Lake. The bridge was dedicated to the pioneers who blazed overland trail through these mountains. The original plaque was stolen, later discovered. The original plaque is now in safekeeping with the Donner Summit Historical Society, and a duplicate plaque has been placed on the bridge. One memorable moment in September of 2007 was when a 250-pound bear climbed over the edge of the bridge railing after it was spooked by oncoming motorists. The bear got stuck and spent the night hanging onto a girder before being rescued in a joint effort by Truckee Animal Control, Nevada County Animal Control, the Bear League, California Highway Patrol, and rock and tree climbers. In the early 1900s, the Rainbow Bridge had deteriorated, and Nevada County considered tearing the bridge down. The Donner Summit community was insistent that it be preserved and spearheaded an effort consisting of public hearings, fundraisers, and letter-writing campaigns, resulting in the bridge's restoration, which was completed in 1993. Every effort was made to maintain its original appearance. The replacement concrete mixture was color matched to look identical to the original concrete mix. Perhaps that's what makes Rainbow Bridge so special. It's so much more than just concrete and steel. It's a connection between the generations, and it reminds us that while Truckee has grown and changed, we've never lost the character that makes this community unique, and now, 100 years later, we're still making memories at or near the Rainbow Bridge. Happy 100th birthday, Rainbow Bridge.
Thank you for listening to the Museum of Truckee History podcast on 101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio. To learn more, become a member, or support preservation work through donation or volunteering, visit truckeehistory.org. You can hear this episode anytime on demand at truckeetahoeradio.com or subscribe and follow on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider. Search KTKE. We'll be back next month with another story from Truckee's past on 101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio.